You're listening to SBS News. The 24th Conference of the Parties, or COP24, is the first since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report in October that called for limiting global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees. The IPCC warned that to meet that goal, governments would have to cut emissions of greenhouse gases by 45% from 2010 levels by 2030. Iconic British wildlife storyteller Sir David Attenborough has told the conference in Poland that time is running out.
The people have spoken. Leaders of the world, you must lead. The continuation of our civilizations and the natural world upon which we depend is in your hands. Thank you.
Delegates heard not enough has been done to back the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, which set a goal of keeping global warming below 2 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. Sir David Attenborough says the United States' decision to withdraw from the Paris Agreement is regrettable, and he hopes the country will reconsider.
The United States government is out on a limb. All the other governments in the natural world, except for Brazil, are absolutely clear about what the problem is and what the need to do it, to do something about it, is so urgent. I can only hope that for whatever reason or in whatever mechanism that will change in the United States.
Former California governor and actor Arnold Schwarzenegger says there's still broad support for the Paris commitments in the United States, despite President Donald Trump's decision to walk away from the agreement.
We have leadership in Washington that's backwards. But America as a country, as a whole, did not drop out of the Paris Agreement. Because as I said, the mayors and the governors are still on board. They're still in. The private sector is in. The financial sector is in. The universities and the academic sector is in. Everyone is still in. We still are marching in the right direction. It's just that the federal government is a lot of whack right now because of its, like I said, misshapen leadership.
The conference also heard from a member of the next generation of climate activists. Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg inspired a global movement of children skipping school to call for action on climate change. The 15-year-old started a five-day-a-week protest outside Stockholm's parliament in the weeks before Sweden's election on September the 9th. Since then, she's returned to school for 4 days a week whilst continuing to protest on Fridays. She says she was inspired by students who survived a school shooting in the US and went on strike to demand stronger gun legislation.
There were some youths in the USA that refused to go to school because of the school shootings. And then I was in some kind of a group with several youths that we were going to come up with new projects to do. And then someone said, what if children did that, refuse to go to school, but for the climate? And then I thought it was a very good idea, and I thought that hasn't been done before in this purpose. And so then I tried to get people with me, but no one was really interested, so I had to do it alone.
The conference continues in Poland until December 14. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.